Module 5, 5D, Listening Skills. Exercise 1, page 58. You are going to listen to part of an interview with farm worker Sharon Weatherby. Answer all the questions below by marking the correct box with a tick.
Good evening and welcome to In the Know, the show that's discussing all the hot topics. Tonight we're talking to Sharon Weatherby, an employee at the City Farm, about sustainable living and renewable energy. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us, first of all, what it is you do at the farm?
Well, I do a lot of things. I feed the animals, tend to the crops, help train volunteers, generally lending a hand anywhere I can. But I guess my core focus would be running workshops on sustainable living. You know, informing visitors to the farm how they can lessen their impact on the planet.
Who do you run these workshops for?
For anyone that wants them. They're open to the general public, so anyone can come in off the street to find out about how to reduce their dependence on natural resources. We get people from all over the city just dropping by. We also do courses at businesses, which focus on how they can reduce their carbon footprint, and welcome classes on school trips. The school trips are quite popular.
What kind of things do you cover on these trips?
We're all about hands-on learning. So, alongside the information we provide, we might introduce the children to the wonders of composting, or show them how we garner energy from nature by teaching them how to build a water wheel or windmill, so they can see firsthand how they work. It's a lot of fun, and they're more likely to retain the information if they get their hands dirty than if we just sat them down and gave them a lot of reading to do or showed them a little video of the workings of the farm.
I imagine that would be more effective. Do you also teach them about planting and growing their own food?
Not so much in the workshops. You can, of course, learn about that at the farm. We have a large area where we grow organic crops, and visitors are welcome to join in. But the workshops are more about learning what you can do living in the city. Unfortunately, not many people are lucky enough to have plots of land big enough to grow their own food, even if they know how. It's a shame, because the food is always so much better when you grow it yourself.
I'll agree with you on that. I have a small herb garden and I love using fresh herbs in my cooking. So, what else do you have on the farm?
Well, besides the crop garden, we also keep animals on the farm. Now, we know that it's not possible for people to keep chickens and cows in their gardens at home, so we sell the eggs and cheese that we churn ourselves in the farm shop. We also sell seasonal fruit and vegetables and plants. You could stock up your herb garden there. And before the end of the year, we're going to be introducing a fully functioning energy centre, a building dedicated to providing information about renewable energy that will hopefully power the whole farm.
It all sounds very interesting and a wonderful place to visit for all the family.